I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Fairpoint Communications is now one step closer to getting Vermont to change some key state regulations. Those got the company in trouble for long repair delays in the past. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, that's part of an agreement with the state announced earlier this week.
For nearly 9 months, Fairpoint has been before the Public Service Board over an excessive number of delays in residential phone repairs and a network outage last November that affected E911 service. The board's investigation was scheduled to continue next month, but this week, Fairpoint and the Department of Public Service reached a settlement, which they're asking the board to approve. In a memorandum of understanding, the department accepts that improvements to the company's network and changes in protocols have helped Fairpoint get a handle on the outage and the phone repair delays. Vermont Telecom and Connectivity Director Jim Porter says delays for residential phone repairs are down from previous highs, but there are still too many of them.
They're not meeting that metric.
Yet, in this week's settlement, the department has agreed to join Fairpoint in asking the Public Service Board to eliminate service quality requirements for 80 to 90% of Fairpoint's customers. The reason, says Porter, is those people have alternatives like cable or wireless companies. They can drop Fairpoint service if they're unhappy. He says the department is most concerned about the 10 to 20% of the company's customers who have no choice for telephone service but Fairpoint.
That's certainly what our focus is. Quite frankly, if there's a Fairpoint customer in Burlington or Montpelier, they can very easily change to another landline provider if they would like to.
There's also the question of what future benchmarks for performance will be if they apply only to the company's so-called captive customers.
I certainly don't think that the department would support anything less rigorous than what we have today.
Fairpoint has been pushing for less regulation for some time. Mike Reed speaks for the company on regulatory issues, and he told VPR earlier this year that the service quality rules put the company at a disadvantage as it competes with less regulated cable and wireless businesses.
The very fact that we answer to the Public Service Department for service quality issues, or in fact there's a proceeding at the Public Service Board, none of our competitors are subject to any of that regulation.
It might appear the Department of Public Service is rewarding Fairpoint by agreeing to support it before the board, even while the company continues having trouble meeting residential service standards. Commissioner Chris Recchia says this is not a situation where the company is being rewarded.
It is one thing for anyone to come in and say, hey, I've done really well on this particular thing, but I don't think it's the best measure. Can we talk about it? It's another thing to say, I consistently don't meet this standard, and could we change it? Our approach is to try and make sure we get exemplary customer service from this company.
The Public Service Board will likely be asked to take up the issue of Fairpoint regulation in the near future. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.